but you spiritually are not able. So spiritual maturity comes from allowing someone to train you to be ready to receive food for your spiritual maturity. All right? Training is important. And allowing someone to be able to speak into your life and let them evaluate you to say, hey, I think you can take the next step a little higher. Amen. You're doing well. You've been working this thing out, and you're not getting weary, and so you can move on in a higher place. This is what young men and women face when they join the Marines or the Army, or I'm gonna talk about the Marines, but any armed forces, they got to go through some rigorous training before they can even some rigorous things before they even go to training. The most important single thing to know about boot camp is that it is 100% designed to program children and civilians into warriors. Amen. They want to, you know, you got kids, young men that's been sleeping on mom's couch in the basement for 17, 18 years, and all of a sudden they jump up one day and say, I'm going to go to join the Marines. Don't know nothing about working out. Don't know. All they've been playing is video games. And they want to go get a change in their mind. And they want to do something for the country. Some of them just want to go and get to college, you know, free college. But they know that there's going to be some horrendous, and if not, they're going to soon find out that they're going to go through some things that they're really not going to like. So it places within them a sense that they are expected to do important things, far more important things than could be expected from other 18-year-olds. Amen. This is all happening during one of the most intensely stressful periods of their life. When you are kept isolated from contact, from your family, from your friends, and you're taught that everything you were before entering the Marines was weak and lacking any real value until you too are a Marine, it's useless. Erase that out of your brain. Because we're gonna reprogram you. we're gonna turn you into a warrior. Amen. I don't know if we realize here, but we are in a war. Amen. This ain't just church. Amen. We're in a spiritual warfare. Our enemy never quits. He never stops. He's always trying to take you out. He's always trying to take your new converts out. He's always trying to take your family members out. He's relentless in his pursuit to come after you. And we need some warriors in the spirit that will say, I want to go higher in this thing, and I want to become something for God that nobody can stop me in, because I'm going to live the life, and I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to go through the process that I need to go through to become physically spirit in the spirit. I'm talking physically able to withstand the warfare that's coming against us, and I'm going to withstand it. That's what I'm talking about here tonight. The psychological transformation of boot camp is very intense and intentional effort by the Marine Corps to make warriors able to fight and kill out of kids, out of young men. Amen. We're here to kill things of the spirit and tear down strongholds and fight battles that crop up in our life. And we're all fighting something right now. I can probably say, raise your hand if you're fighting a battle, and everybody's hand would go up. Amen. There's warfare in the spirit going on. Amen. And so we must be careful that we are spiritually capable of handling the warfare. And that sometimes takes getting our lives in shape spiritually so that we don't fall in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the turmoil and what's been going on and coming at us. So from the point that I graduate boot camp, you will be different and have parts of the Marine Corps culture as part of your psyche. Amen. You will just stand at attention at a moment's notice. You'll march. You'll run. You'll be able to withstand anything that the enemy throws at you, because they've prepared you, they've conditioned you, they've gotten you ready for the weight of the battle. Amen. And now you can fight. Now you can hold your own. Now you are capable of being able to take on the enemy when before you would have fell at the first sound of a bullet or the first explosion or just seeing the troops come. You know, you would not have been able to handle the fight. We have to be mindful where we are in the spirit. Amen. What are we trying to take hold of that, you know, If someone comes to you and says, you know, I really don't think you should take that on right now. Well, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm, you know, I've had many a people along my journey and try to take things on that they weren't ready to do. They had too much going on. They had, you know, it was just tough for them to take that position or that place and do that thing. And but because they did not want to listen and be obedient to someone that was above them, they chose to do it and no longer are with us today because it just got too rough. The load got too heavy. And we have to be careful. We have to be vigilant. But see, this is this army. We sang that beautiful song, Jesus, I love you because you care. God loves us, amen? And he wants our love in return. This army is quite different. You can't come in here, sign your name on a dotted line, and then we own you. It doesn't work that way. God designed it that way. He doesn't want you if you don't want him. Amen? It's a relationship based on what you want to do. He is love. He loved you when you were out there in a mess, when you were out there drunk and high and having sex with everybody on the earth. And, you know, he loved you then. Now he's waiting. Do you love me? How much do you love me? Are you willing to pay the price to be in my army? Are you willing to pay the price to go the distance with me? Are you willing to really get involved and be and make yourself able in the spirit to be able to handle the spiritual weight that could beset you? Amen. We have to realize that we can get there. You are able to get there in the spirit, but don't overdo it. Amen. the church uses this concept, but it's totally dependent on the individual. Amen. It's up to you. Will you be willing? Here's the dotted line that you can sign. Pastor, I'll submit to your authority. And you can help me be conditioned in the spirit, or Brother Mark or Brother Pritt. I'll submit to your authority and allow you to speak into my life so that I can get where I want to be in God. Amen. I want to get there. And you have to be willing. Amen. When those boys, excuse me, were on the bus the first day going to boot camp, them guys start yelling at them from the get-go, and they don't stop. I mean, they understand by the time they get to where they're going in that bus ride that they better stand to attention. Amen. It's relentless every day. Just changing your mindset. You're used to sleeping in 10, 12, 3, 4 o'clock in during the day. Not anymore. You might not get any sleep. Around the clock, running and jogging and climbing hills and whatever they do. It's a relentless breaking down of your psychic so that they can reprogram you and retrain you to become some kind of great force. And that's just to get you prepared to start learning what they really want to teach you. Each person must give someone the authority to program them from a babe to a warrior. Amen. You go out and pay good money if you want to lose pounds and build some bulk, and like me, you want to build up strength. You pay good money to go pay a trainer to train you. You don't just go out there and start pumping weight, you know, over exceeding yourself or dropping the weights on your neck, and because you can't handle the weight. The weight will beset you if you try that. And you won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to move. You won't be able to do anything. And you'll be worn out. You'll be burned out. And you'll probably don't want to lift weights anymore. It's because conditioning takes time. You got to start here just a little bit, you know, just the barbell, you know. Couple pounds at a time, you know, pretty regularly, and then you work up to two, you know, and then you start maybe doing some jumping jacks and get, you know, and you just condition yourself more and more and more, and eventually you can pump the weight. They teach you how to eat. They teach you how to eat properly so that you can manage the strength, have the right protein and all of that to get it to pump you up or thin you down, whatever your goal is. So the military uses your signature to own you for training. The church relies totally on your willingness to be trained. Amen. What do you want to be for God? Amen. Do you want to be a spiritual weakling the rest of your life? And just, oh, when soon as the devil comes at you and you can't make your car payment or this or that or whatever, you got a sickness comes down the pike, and man, you're just ready to hang it all up. God, I can't do this. This is hard. I've had men tell me, man, this religion's hard. It's because you're not conditioning yourself in the Spirit, eating or drinking the milk of the Word, and getting stronger in the Lord, and praying and fasting and listening to reading the Word, and getting hiding the Word in your heart. When we do those things, we become stronger spiritually. Amen. You can't shove 10 chapters down your throat in one setting. You'll get sick, and you won't be able to. It's a weight that besets you. So you got to take a chapter or a few verses once a day, twice a day, and get those things until you can take another, maybe a full chapter, you know, and continually build yourself up to where you can get to where you can handle taking in the Word of God and being strong in the Lord, building up your spiritual faith so that you can fight a battle. Amen. But you have to be willing.
Right.
Amen. Amen. If you are unwilling to submit, the drill instructor is not going to tell you what to do until they have that signature on the dotted line. You can't do anything to them. But once you sign, you're theirs for however. How long is usually boot camp, Brother Donnie? Yeah. Good long while. Every day, day and night, just pumping you up. First tearing you down and then pumping you up. But I'm just trying to wake us in the Spirit so that we're not overdoing ourselves or trying to do too much or trying to do too less.
Yeah.
Amen. God wants you in the fight. Amen. He needs spiritual warriors. Not people that have just walked out of their mom's house and don't know nothing about doing anything. They can't even put dishes in the dishwasher. I mean, God is looking for somebody that can do some things in the kingdom. And if you can get someone, if you will put yourself in a place where someone can help condition you to become greater in what avenue you feel the Holy Ghost is leading you in, I'm here to tell you that God can make something out of you. Amen. God can take you places that you never dreamed you would be. Ephesians 4:11-15, it says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." God is trying to build us up, and he has given us tools called pastors and prophets and teachers to help us, condition us, to make us so that we can run the race that he has set before us. Amen? So that we can do business in the Spirit. So when you submit to leadership Christ has set before you, you should be able to let them train you to be fit for service. Amen. You will be able to then take on or not take on the things that He knows in the spirit you're not ready to handle. Amen. When you think that you can go, you know, you can go win the world, and you can't even be faithful to church, the pastor has some wisdom to say, I don't think you're ready to go there yet. Why don't you just try working on being faithful? Why don't you try working on some things in your own spiritual life that, and then we'll move from there to winning the lost and teaching people and helping people to want to be where you're at. And so that's what I'm talking about, weights. These things can become weights. And so if you say, okay, I don't want to hear what you have to say, and so I just start going out there, and then I get caught up in the world that I just came out of because I'm not spiritually able to handle where I'm at. And the Spirit has power. I don't know if you know that or not. Amen. There's a power in the spirit world that if you are not physically able, spiritually minded, able enough to take on those spirits, they'll overtake you and get the best of you and rule and reign in your life. So Jesus was a servant. He taught his disciples to be servants. Amen. Jesus was all about being servant oriented. Amen. So first thing in training, if we want to do something for God, then we need to find some way that we can serve. Amen. Take the trash out. Clean the toilets. Mow the yard. Pick out the weeds in the flower bed. Do something serving somebody. Open the door for the elderly ladies, or, you know, do something to carry their belongings in so that they can get in here easier. But be a servant. Find some way, somebody you can serve. And start building up your life. Amen. And be a servant. Do it as a servant. And God will elevate you in due time. Amen. Serve first, lead later.
Amen.
Be a servant. Be there. You know, if you want to be used in something, and it's something that you want to project your life into, amen, and say it's Sunday school, all right, you want to be a Sunday school teacher. Well, we have kids in this church right now. Amen. So at altar service, you could come up here and grab a child and say, hey, come on, let's go pray. And start teaching them. You know? Or hey, why don't we straighten up, you know, around the church after church? We're serving, we're teaching the child. You're not even a teacher yet. You're not even asked of the pastor, can you be a Sunday school teacher? But it's in your heart. It's something that you want to do. And so, but when you talk to the pastor, he can help you and guide you to know that you're able at that moment to start doing those things. Or he may say, yeah, great, keep doing it. You know, you're doing good. I've been watching. I've been looking. I've been focused on what you're doing and how you're progressing in the Lord. And you are capable now of continuing on. So we must serve first and then lead later. If you want to be used in the church, there is a spiritual boot camp that I will require of you. Amen. Basic training. Are you faithful in coming to church? Amen. Are you on time to all church functions? This is basic now. This is basic training. Are you praying and reading the Bible on a consistent basis? Are you thinking about God? Are you putting God in you? Are you available to clean things in the church that need clean? Amen. Availability is a big thing in being used in the church. Are you willing to do the tasks the pastor or those who instructs under his leadership tells you to do? Amen. Brother Mark may be talking to a person after church and he's needing something done. Can he call upon you and just you run and do it? Something he needs done, maybe some chairs put away or put in his room or put up, or you know, Brother Pritt shoveling the sidewalk out tonight and maybe see somebody walk by. Hey, can you help me shovel? And are we willing to say yes and just jump right in there and help? Be a help. Amen. So these things are simple things that we can be involved in that don't overweight us and don't overwhelm us spiritually. Amen. Because I have seen times people, you give them one little task, but because they haven't been doing these things on a consistent basis, that task becomes overwhelming, weighted. There's it's the spiritual weight, and then that little thing that you asked them to do, now it besets them. Oh man, you guys, that's all you want me to do. You want me to go do this and do that, you know. Well, no, it's because you haven't went through the proper channels of boot camp to get where you need to be, strengthening-wise, in the spirit. And when you do those things, you start doing those things regularly, you'll be able to take on more things in the spirit. There are so many that I have not mentioned that you can do basics. Amen. What we need to realize is that babes in Christ are not physically able to handle certain tasks until they are conditioned to do it. You got to condition. You got to get there. So what does cleaning the toilets have to do with whether or not I can be a Sunday school director, music director, youth leader, or not, or a singer, or the platform, or what area you may feel to be used in? What, you know? So just as a drill sergeant and a drill instructor has the understanding what they are training you to become, your pastor also has a plan of making you able to become something for God's army. Amen? God will, he's got a plan for you. Amen? But you got to be able to get to that plan. I just heard a preacher talking about Mount Everest. And many, many people try to go over and climb Mount Everest. But it takes years and years of conditioning to get to be, and many die on that mountain, even after many years of conditioning. But there are people that live there, and they're used to going up and down that mountain every day. They're conditioned to the surroundings, the lack of oxygen and all of those things. They understand the conditions that they're in. Amen. Because they've been there. They've climbed that mountain many, many times. They understand inside and out. And many use them now to take their tanks on up above, and so that they get up there, they can use oxygen tanks. And it's an amazing thing that people even try it. But There's a drive in the human mind to go someplace higher, to be higher, to do greater things. Amen. And I believe there's a drive in every one of us here. I want to be used greater in the kingdom of God. I want to go higher than I am right now. I want to do something for the God, for God and in his kingdom. I want to be a blessing. I want to reach out and be a help to people. Amen. Start doing the basics. Amen. Wear yourself out doing the basics. And get under leadership. Amen. Brother Pritt. My goal is to see people excel in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. I want to see pastors, missionaries. Amen. I want to not just pay someone else to go, but I want somebody from here to pay to go. You know? I want to see great Bible study teachers. Amen. I want to see prophets and teachers and all of these things come about, but it's got to start as a servant. Because if you rush right in to the battle, the enemy, the weight, the spiritual weight of life as being one of those people can destroy you. Amen. It can beset you. And I've heard that many times, many years. You know, you better be called if you're going to do those things. I'm starting to see what they're talking about. Amen. Because there are times that things can get so overwhelming that if you don't know where you're at spiritually, and you don't have someone in authority that over you to can help guide you through those rough times. That's a good example, Brother Pritt, because even in the military, the top ranks got somebody over them telling them what they need to do, whether they like it or not. They're not going to go if they don't get the word, or they are going to pull back, or you know. Everything in the military is done by rank. Everybody's got someone over them, all the way to the top. Amen. So it's such a vital importance. And they get warfare. They get battle. They know how to get it done. Amen. They know how to kill and destroy anything in their path. And so it's because of the unity that comes together, they can accomplish those tasks and those powerful things in what they are trying to do. It's no different in the spirit realm. Amen. Think of it as a battle. We are in a battle. Amen. And getting up sometimes is a battle. Rolling over and knowing what you're facing that day is a battle. And if have you not been doing your spiritual calisthenics, you wouldn't be able to put your foot out on the floor and take a step and believe God that he's going to take you through this battle. And God's going to give you the victory. One step at a time. Amen. Submission is vital in the kingdom of God. It's important to have your pastor, a pastor, that you can hear from, that he can speak to you and you will listen. Amen? That's the whole difference in this kingdom of God, is that we've got to be sold out to God. That's I'm signing my name on that dotted line, that God, you are in control, because I want to do something for you, because I love you, and I love what you do for me. I love this kingdom. I love being a part of your great body, this great army. Amen. God will bless you. You are not able to do what you think you can. You must condition to do them. Condition, 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 condition. An orchard owner must trim the trees of an orchard many times to make the tree ready to handle the weight of the apples. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years before they'll pick an apple off that tree, because they'll just go up and just keep trimming it back, cutting it back. It's called basic conditioning the tree to produce good fruit. Amen. Conditioning to be able to hold the weight of the fruit that's going to hang on them. This also allows nutrients to flow more into the fruit. So when you're serving, you're not only learning things, you're gaining spiritual nutrients. Amen? Because God, your heavenly Father, was a servant. Amen? He was one that got down and washed men's feet. The King of Glory humbled himself and served his men, done many things for them. It's putting nutrients into your life spiritually so that you can walk and you can carry the weight and you won't be beset. You won't be run out of spiritualness to be able to handle the fight. Amen? We've got to stay strong. We've got to stay strong in the Lord, have peace in our life, knowing he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. We can't look at the storm. We can't look at the things that are around us. Amen. We got to understand. Sorry, George Hurt's calling. This also is true for the person that has been a part of the church for years. This person has received the Holy Ghost, but has never allowed training to condition them. The same is true that you need someone to condition you so that you don't tucker out. Amen? It never hurts a seasoned saint of God to go back and get some retraining and get some building up of their strength. Because sometimes we can get in places that we're out of shape spiritually. And we're not where we need to be in the motion of things. And so it's vital for not only the young in the spirit, but the middle and in between, all around, for all of us to take a look sometimes and say, I need to go back to the gym. And I need to recondition my life So, because God's getting ready to take me somewhere. He's getting ready to do something powerful in my life. And so now I'm rearranging some things in my life to be able to condition my life so that I can do them. Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I told you, brother, God was just pouring it on me that night. I'm going a little longer than I normally do. And God, Philippians 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God, just like the U.S. government, believes that you are capable of doing all things. Sister King, you're capable of doing all things. God can use you. God can use anybody in this place to do all things. Amen. This is why the government has armed forces to be a part of. It's a trained force to accomplish certain tasks. These authorities put conditioning and training into play. They understand that unless you submit to rigorous reprogramming, conditioning, and training, you are worthless to them. And I do know somebody that tried to go through basic training, and they says, you got to just go because there ain't nothing we can do with you. That person just would not hear to any authority in his life. He would just, and they just let him go out of basic training. That's amazing. The same applies to God's army. He has placed men to be pastors over us. Why? Ephesians 4:12, it says, for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. For the work of the ministry, lifting up the church, edifying one another, strengthening one another. When you submit to a man of God, you are allowing him to program you, condition you, and retrain you to do a work for God's army. Acts 6:1-5 in the Living Bible, it says, but with the believers multiplying rapidly, there were rumblings of discontent. Those who spoke only Greek complained that their widows were being discriminated against, that they were not being given as much food in the daily distribution, and the widows who spoke Hebrew. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers. So we should spend our time preaching and not administering and feeding program, they said. Now look around among yourselves, dear brothers, and select 7 men wise, full of the Holy Ghost, who are well thought of by everyone. And we will put them in charge of this business. Then we can spend our time in prayer, preaching, and teaching. And this sounded reasonable to the whole assembly, and they elected the following: Stephen, a man usually full of faith and the Holy Spirit; Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, all these men. And the Jewish faith who had become a Christian. Stephen, all these others were the chosen. They were chosen, obviously, doing the basics. They were full of the Holy Ghost. And they were teachable and submitted to their authority long before they even needed this in the church. So these men were able to go out and search and find these men that they knew had been doing great things in the kingdom already. They were full of the Holy Ghost. They were praying. They were seeking God. They were getting the word of God in their lives. They were humbling themselves, and everybody thought great of them. Amen? And so they were able and capable to pick out these men to take care of this business. And then they didn't have to worry about it anymore. They could go on doing what God had called them to do. Preach, teach, and be ministers for the gospel. So they are trying to program you, condition you, and train you to be a powerful force in God's kingdom. Amen? There's nothing worse than getting out on the field and not knowing how to play football. When the coach has tried to put it on you and he's tried to teach you and you just think you're all that and you can do it and you can be the star quarterback and you get out there and they laugh you to scorn because you can't even throw the ball over the scrimmage line. You know? So the pastor doesn't want to see you not be able to perform. He wants you to take the weight training and the knowledge and put it to use and practice and get it under your belt and be able to, when you get up to do what you're called to do, you can throw it and bullseye. Touchdown. Great things happen. Are you wanting to be in God's army or yours? What army do you want to be? As a pastor may say, I want you to stop doing certain things. You must be able to let me have authority to reprogram and condition and train you to do the work for God. Amen? And that goes for anybody in the army of God, in the work of God, in the kingdom of God. Amen? We can realign and set you up in a different way. It's not that we're thinking worse of you and you know. No, God is using us to help you go higher in a different direction, maybe a different place in your life. So it's important that if we've conditioned our life in all these small things, that's not going to be an issue. Because we understand we're under authority. And we just march. Brother Pritt? God called Joseph to save a nation. I mean, he was going to deliver them and be Lord over them. But it took many years to condition him to be ready for that battle. The key was with Joseph is he stayed his heart right with God. Amen. And with those around him, he kept us right spirit. Amen. And that is the key in the kingdom of God, is having a heart, a right spirit before God. And God will, he will excel you in due season. Amen. He will lift you. Amen. God will elevate you in due time. Amen. God bless you. Let's stand. Amen. Lord Jesus, bless us all. We thank